Thank you for spending another midweek moment with WPT. First, a word from our sponsor.
Hello, WPT. We are excited to partner with you in providing quality benefits at lower prices. We are thrilled to introduce a new program that will complement your current health coverage. It has a direct effect on reducing healthcare spending with a proven return on investment. We have found this program is excellent at attracting and retaining quality employees while helping to drive better health outcomes. And the cost of the plan builds out at no cost to you. We're excited to present this opportunity to the members of WPT Incorporated. Security Plus LLC has been reducing the cost of employee benefits across the country for decades, and we'd like to add you to that growing list of satisfied customers.
Well, hello and welcome back. I'm Paul Roseski. Today is the 12th of June, 2024, and life is good. Weather this week has been awesome, and it has every opportunity to finish strong because it's Flag Day on Friday, National Bourbon Day, and National Strawberry Shortcake Day. My reaction to any of those three things just on their own would be, hell yeah! And it's a strong bridge that can carry over into Father's Day weekend. And as always, celebrate responsibly. And I joke around with these holidays, but all things considered, it really has been a great start to summer. Plenty of rain, or just enough, to make Wisconsin a vibrant green, and there have been plenty of blue skies. Gives you time to stop and enjoy and be grateful, and what better time to do it than right now? There will always be stress and hardship, and things could always get worse. So what better time than today or Friday with all the holidays? Speaking of things could always get worse, the Milwaukee Public School System is still in the news cycle and probably will be for a while. So let's just get this over with and let's jump into some news together. So I use that as a segue, but in reality, I don't want to talk about the mismanagement in MPS and the results that the school system gets. Might be dramatic, but it's like beating a dead horse. For literally decades, 20 or 30 years, no matter who's in charge, it's been a source of drama. There have been calls for improvement and overhaul and reform and oversight and a dozen other buzzwords that have popped up. People saying that they want to strengthen the schools, and it just is, it's just not worth going back over. What is worth going over is what it gave as far as a chance to look at people's reactions and actions and what it says about leadership style. So, the first one that came to mind for me was Democrat Representative Lakeisha Myers, who I gave props to in last week's midweek moment. As the kids used to say, she put MPS on blast. Interestingly enough, she is a good example of someone that you could consider as part of the problem with school systems. And I say that because she was hired in 2022 as the Dean of Students for the Wauwatosa School District. And by the beginning of the 2023 school year, she was already put on a performance improvement plan, which is a clear and strict guidelines that she basically needed to do her job. HR people, business owners, administrators, they'll tell you that a performance improvement plan, or a PIP as it's called, if it's given to an employee, job performance problems have been addressed a bunch of times already. It's essentially the employer documenting strict standards that can be the basis of termination. It's one of the final steps to be able to fire someone. My experience is that way less than 20% of people can turn it around with their job and save it if they're on a PIP, and that's what she was on. In Lakeisha's case, in September, to be told in a PIP to show up to meetings on time, stay until they're done, and have written documentation for medical appointments to prove it's actually why you aren't at work. You can read between the lines there. That was September. By October, they added, quote, maintain positive professional behavior. That's got to be a story. Also, perform duties on time and respond promptly to student and parent community concerns. So between the two pimps, translation, show up to your full-time job and do your job. By Christmas, she was no longer employed by the Wauwatosa School District. Fascinating how an administrator that struggled to follow through on administrative parts of their job could be grandstanding so much and calling out administrators for not following through on their part of the job. In other news, while MPS's financial audit and administration are being investigated, Governor Evers has gone one step further and called for in-depth, independent audits of all of MPS's operations and MPS's instruction. I saw this and my first reaction was, ironically enough, that it was reactionary. It's been decades of calling for reforms and improvements in MPS. Declines in aptitudes have been well documented, and it's been years since COVID, and really nothing has happened. But when an unrelated crisis comes up, Governor Evers calls for all sorts of action and investigation on a whole bunch of areas of topics. The problem is, yes, it felt like it was reactionary, and what concerns me from a leadership standpoint, if the MPS audits and all this financial stuff wasn't turned in late, would this deep dive on classroom instruction and improvement in MPS have happened? I don't think so, and the problems and downward trajectory would have continued until a different crisis would have been a prompt for him to take action. With scandal like this, or with the scandal, the multiple scandals at the Waupun prison, and that causing major changes to happen in a decades-long broken system, that might, the problems might continue to be there also if major things weren't happening. It just, again, it's a track record, and there's multiple examples. But it shouldn't take a scandal or scandals worthy of national coverage to get action out of a leader. In closing, and in the spirit of leadership, I leave you with this quote from Thomas Paine. A long habit of not thinking a thing wrong gives it a superficial appearance of being right. Have a great second half of your week, and as always, thanks for listening. Wisconsin Property Taxpayers Inc. is a nonpartisan membership organization consisting of thousands of small business, farm, and homeowner members in every tongue-tied corner of the state. Founded in 1985, the organization is committed to providing its members with up-to-date information, legislative advocacy, and exclusive cost-saving benefits. Find out how to join at wptonline.org/join.